Hey, it is 6:51. There's a new show out called Emperors of the Deep, Sharks.
It's his fault.
It's the ocean's most mysterious, most misunderstood, most important guardian is what they're calling it. William McKeever dispelled the Jaws myth of sharks as man-eaters. In the book and the film, he's on the mission to change the public view, and he wants to educate people about sharks rather than just accept all those Hollywood cliches.
Yeah, that's right. And in the last 5, 10 years, science has learned a great deal about sharks, and I wanted people to know all these great discoveries about them, and instead of thinking of them as these man-eaters, which is not true.
Right.
And I think one of the things I put in the book with great white sharks, for example, we have found that they can dive to 4,000 feet. Nuclear U.S. Powered submarine can only go to 1,700 feet before it implodes. These sharks are known to travel thousands of miles, and they are just amazing animals. And we're finding also that they are social animals. Some animals of some sharks that are swimming in the mangroves, for example, actually team up with other sharks, and so all these things are in the book, and that's what makes this book different from other shark books.
So you get, like, he's talking about a gang of sharks there. They team up. See, that's not making me feel a little bit better about it. You know, the project as a whole, though, is pretty big.
Yeah, so book as a whole is to make an introduction to the big four, which is the Mako, the Hammerhead, the Great White. We have learned so much about them. And then I go into the travesty, which is that around the world, 100 million sharks are being killed every year. And to put that into perspective, last year there were 4 deaths across the world of humans. So it's really the sharks that need to be fearful of man than the other way around. And there are lots of reasons why the sharks are being killed at that rate, but the main one is that it gets down to the overfishing. We're overexploiting the world's oceans and fishing in a way for tuna in particular that captures a lot of sharks. In fact, for every 10 tuna caught, 5 sharks are caught. And these sharks end up being finned alive. Their bodies are thrown back overboard where they die a horrible death. And then those fins are sold for shark fin soup. But that's just one source of one reason for sharks being killed. Another reason is that, they're being killed for their meat. And when people in the UK, for example, eat fish and chips, they don't realize they're chomping down on sharks. Now, you know, if we were to go into the jungles and hunt lions and use them for hamburger patties, I think we would all agree that's not such a good idea. And the same thing is true with sharks. So I go into that as well. Hmm. And then I also talk about how the sharks are crucial to the marine ecosystem and all the great value that they bring, protecting seagrass and the reefs. And finally, you know, it's a call to action to make people realize we need to do something, because a lot of species have been driven to the point of almost extinction. Mako sharks, for example, in the Northeast are now on the endangered list. They used to be quite plentiful. Some species of sharks are down 80-90%, such as the oceanic white-tip sharks that are deep water sharks. And dusky and silky sharks are also in serious trouble. And so I think it's a clarion call that we need to change now, because if this continues at the rate of 100 million a year, we're going to damage some areas and there just won't be any sharks.
Now, again, the book is called Emperors of the Deep, Sharks, the Ocean's Most Mysterious, Most Misunderstood, and Most Important Guardians. It's a long title for a book. There is no doubt about it. William McKeever is the one who's trying to dispel the myth of Jaws, and I believe it's coming out pretty soon, too.
Yes, that's coming out in 2020, and for now, though, the book is in bookstores, available on Amazon, and nothing better than to, when you're in Maine and New Hampshire and you're going to the beach, than to get this book, and right before you go into the water, to just think about out there, sharks are everywhere, and there's nothing to worry about, this is the time to enjoy your life and take advantage of that great ocean that we have.
Yeah. shark still there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take your word for it. I did not realize that the shark meat was fish and chips in the UK.
In the UK.
Not here. Here we pretty much use cod, I think.
Right.
You know, the whitefish for fish and chips.
Right.
Now, I got to admit, I do like a nice shark steak when I go out. But I think that's traditionally what? Fresher shark?
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
But still, sharks are a beautiful animal.
They really are. They're absolutely incredible. Sometimes so is a cow.
Sometimes.
6:56.
Usually when it's being smoked to medium rare.
Good morning. Welcome to First Look. This is News Talk 920 and FM 96.5. Send those cards and letters to Scott Taylor.